So if you look in the Mordechai, Puff, Sadi, Dalit, the numbers are pretty big in the Mordechai, so you shouldn't panic out. Tough, tough, 894. We don't start from one, though. That's the only problem. We start in the middle. Tough, tough, Sadi, Dalit, the Mordechai says, wait a minute. And the Gemara got the impression that everyone would agree to Ein Amaniya when they're part of Chadash, right? And you figure out, look in the Gemara. The Machol is Yechol, it's not Tov, but Niyah, Chavad, or not. Shulchan Aruch left it out. So, if you look in the Mordechai, Tuf, Sadi, Dalit, the numbers are pretty big in the Mordechai, so you shouldn't panic out. Tuf, Tuf, 894. We don't start from one, though, that's the only problem, we start in the middle. Tuf, Tuf, Sadi, Dalit, the Mordechai says, wait a minute. And the Gemara got the impression that everyone would agree to Ein Amaniya when they're part of Chadash, right? And you figure out, look in the Gemara. The Machol is Yechol, it's not Tov, but Niyah, Chavad, or not. Shulchan Aruch left it out. Never mentioned Shulchan Aruch. He didn't say it's halacha l'maaseh. Are you kidding? This is the most halacha l'maaseh case. The guy's down in the second day in the Beit Ovel. Someone comes in new, he hasn't seen yet. The Shulchan Aruch, you get the impression still he do put on film. Many of you say, oh, Friday, put on film. The Mokas is against the Gemara. Everyone of you don't put on film then. Part of the question, call it, they're going to call it. Implying that everyone will hold that any mania. The core of that implication is lapped off. Who said it's true? The Mordechai said it's true. So maybe the Shulchan Aruch argues, but it's not true. We say that, yes, it's a machlokes, whether cholet or anacholet. We talk in anacholet, who are the nami, many up. Can't prove it, you can't prove it. It's an implication. If you can't prove it conclusively, the fact of the machlokes, whether cholet or in fact everyone agrees that it's many up. As a matter of fact, the Mogan Avram passes this in Sukkot and Hay, in Hilchos Tefillin, that you do not put on Tefillin when they put on Chadash, as the Rosh says the Feirish, against the Makab. As far as I've ever seen, I don't think the Minhag is that way at all. I don't believe that we follow the Mogan Avram with regard. The Mogan Avram says, look, if they go up in the Mordechai, they turn it up in the Gemara. So they don't put on Tefillin, the put on Chadash the second day. That you don't put on film. Cholos is machlokes. So the Magen Avraham passes like the Mordechai, but the Shulchan Aruch left it out. And I would say that the Minhag Yisrael is not like the Magen Avraham. Oh, puts on film the second day, doesn't look around for Panach HaKadosh to see what he's putting it on. Unless he puts it on earlier. He's not going to put it on before anyone else walks in. Is that a fact? I don't think that's true. But I guess the Chara, in the base level, we prefer to tell the Avel, the Chara, that he should, the second day, should get up 5 minutes earlier. A burn is filled, if everyone else walks in, why should he start with the Mogan Avraham and the Mordechai? Why start up with that? Yeah. I mean, the second day of the Shiva. What? You can't wait, you need to put out a... Well, look, Mana Shach Shiva. No, that later is no good. We're not going to wait until another one after the next book. That's why we're not going to wait. So then I made the Chavah. Let's look at the other day's account. Minion is called for 7:30. So 7:25, we should get up and put on the coat. No, we pass the Anapolis. Once the dog is Anapolis, you don't put him on in front of the Pana Polis. I'm saying, it's worth the second day, you should get up 5 minutes earlier. What?
You don't say
in
the second time it's not the second
day, like you said,
they're
still. Like you said,
it's
better than the Polis. I don't understand. Then what's the Machlokas? Call it to other calls, but you had him up in the night, you mean? The Machlokas call to us, what's the case? What? Pash of Shabbat, I don't know. What is Pana Chadash? What is it and why is it? Yes, the devil. Talk, no? Oh, don't shake Ivanti. What is Pana Chadash? The Machlokas Rashi in the ritual. Rashi says, right over here, Pana Chadash, what does he say? Yeah. What does Rashi say? Where's the Rashi? Whoops. Is the Rashi over here? No, the Rashi is here. In both Pana Chadash.
Afilach ena kolot. Afal gav the ikal levechas the dilma amri b'shneiyam erishonim nani minyach tefillin. So the maritai, the part of the lashes are going to walk in and they're going to see he's wearing tefillin. They'll say, ah, he's also wearing tefillin. He's not even kept a little bit of a matter of shot.
Oy bazoy, let's see that the machaber is right. As far as chashad is concerned, what's the difference if it's meiniach b'shneiyam or ena kolot b'shneiyam? But the Mordechai is wrong. Mordechai is saying, Machlokes, whether Cholos or Enochol, the pan ever holds any Maniach. Not true. As far as Chashad is concerned, there's no difference between any Maniach, Maniach and any Maniach and Cholos. It's all the same thing. Oh, so where did Mordechai get it from? He probably got it from Ritva. Ritva says, quote, Chol Chadosh's quote, Uvavad ba'anoshim hagunim oruyim l'nachem, v'chein l'inyin sheva brochas da'ovel. Yes, it's such a concept that exists in the Gemara and Ksubis. Sheva brachos to Ovel, v'sheva brachos to Chosin. Boy, ruuyim laharbo simcha v'kovid. By sheva brachos and by the havdol by Avelos, laharbo's tzar. This is important. Lamaite, sheva brachos is sitting around, and I realize that everyone was at the chasana. They go out into the hall or to the street, pick a guy off the street, hey, come on in. They give him a piece of cake, and they give him a drink of schnapps. And they make Sheva Brachos. So the Chorus of Brachos of Atal. That's what the verse of all is saying. You need someone who's Beshroar Laharba Simcha V'Kovet. Either they make the son of Chosim happy that he sees him, a new guy, a new friend of his, the Sameachim, or Beshchosh HaChosh of a year that they make extra kugel for him. It's time you bring up the guy off the street and give him a piece of cake. The Chorus, it's not proper. Memela, when it comes to the Lehefech by Avelus, Ponem Kadosh is meaning Marbet Tzar. It increases the pain. It's true. You ever see it? I mean, I just did a little base level. Someone walks in, and the person wasn't at the Leviathan, they was out of town. And he walks into the base level, they start to cry all over again. That's mamash in the beginning. That's exactly what the Chazal is saying. The part of Chazal is Marbet Tzar. Same as the Hefer. The guy walks into a chast, into a Sherbach. He couldn't be in the chast, he was out of town. The guy was at a kush, got the simcha. That's exactly what the Chazal, I don't know what they were talking about. Point of Chazosh is makes a new simcha and the head of a little new tzar. It's more new feelings again. But it's only someone who you have a shaykh with, not some guy off the street. That's exactly what the Ritva is explaining. Memela, you can understand, is to make Chalak with Svara. This new level of tzar, although it would not require you to be Chalak tefillin, but still would prevent you from putting on tefillin. That's the Mordechai Svara would fit in with this, the fiyah rhythm. Okay. Yes, Memela.
The person
of the Orient is that, what does that have to do with it? Presumably, he's a tefillin, he's very bitter the first day, not supposed to put on tefillin. But so there's an increase in tzar, which is equivalent to the first day, that rule he wouldn't put on tefillin. Yes, Jonas? Right. Nah, it's also a niche, for the tzar, also it's a niche. That's what it means. The person gets it out of the system. Thank you. Okay. Now the shach, yes. So I'm saying is if you put on 5 minutes before they come in, so then when they walk in, upon the chadash, it's already been a vein of cholet. You pass the cholet. If you put on in their presence, you're running afoul of the Mogan Avraham and the Mordechai. Why do that to know these 5 minutes? Yeah, but it's more distinguished between ein cholet and ein cholet and a maniach. Put on earlier. Yes. That's a good question. That's a good question also. It may be. What do you say? Good question. Good question. Yes. Right. Could be. Yeah. Okay. Is that the other way around?
Yomi?
Well, we'll come to my test in a minute.
The Maritat says
you don't sit on film. Right, am I right? You don't sit on
film.
Oh, if you do put on film. So wait. Oh, wait a minute. He's talking about your mission. Wait a second. Well, that's what I think he's saying. I mean, what does he say? I don't know. It's a good point. We've got to figure out how it works. That's all. Yeah, right. Just explain it. This is a level of tzar. It's such a level that you would not be required to take all of your tefillin. You would not be able to put on the tefillin. In between. Okay. But a shach passes to Sifat Nalev that Shmua Krova has a status of Yom Tura and you don't put on film. Shmua Krova means the person heard that a relative died a while ago, a few days ago, a few weeks ago, Tosh Shloshim, and on that day you don't put on film. As you get the impression from the Ramban and the Shulchan Aruch. What Ramban and Shulchan Aruch? What does that mean? It says about Shmua Rechoka. Quote, tough base in base. Shmua Rechoka means, it says in the Gemara, that if someone here that a relative passed away more than a month ago, there's no real avelus. This is just observe Shiva for a minute. And it's called Shoah, it doesn't mean an hour, it means a minute. And the Gemara says, ain't no call it tefillin. You don't take it tefillin off in that kind of case. Yeah, it's a whole discussion. We pass it ain't no call. So I guess the Shulchan Aruch is making an inference. By Shmua Rechoka, the Gemara says, ain't a cholos. You get the impression of Shmua Krova. The inference would be Shmua Krova would be cholos. It's not so mukhruch, is it? I mean, that's the shock factor. And the fact that the Gemara says Shmua Rechoka, ain't a cholos, of course Shmua Krova is yes cholos. Yes? I think the shock is ain't a maniach. It's the same status as Yom Rishon of Avelus Mamsh. So the Dogon Merivava uses this shah to disprove the Maritat. What's Maritat? The Maritat says the only time you don't wear tefillin the first day is Yom Misa Kvura. Halacha L'maaseh on the Maritat, this happens very often. Someone passes away in the afternoon. And the Levaya the next morning, according to the Maritat, you have to come back from the Levaya to put on tefillin. And the Chochmah Sada passes that way. Put on film out of Brachah. The Yeki do that way. They put on the film on the first day of Avelus, as long as it's not the Yom HaMis, which is very, very common in Bizman HaZeh. Very common. After the Vayat, and even more, it's not Yom HaMis approved. The point is not tremendous on Kamin HaMis, you went to film that day or not. Maritat says yes. So the Dog Rav says he's 100% wrong. How he disproves it from the Shach. Why? He says Yom Kvur itself is no worse than Yom Shmur. Yeah. So I don't have a Maritat. Could be the Maritat would argue on the shot. Maybe. Maybe not high. He has no proof. He has no total absolute proof that in Yom Shmur Krova you don't wear tefillin. Maybe you do wear tefillin. I mean, L'chaira, what's the Maritat based upon? What's the logic? No, give me a logic. Come on, guys, this is what we want to figure out. L'chaira, the Maritat is going with the Sheikh. L'chaira, the Yom Misa Kvur is alright. And the rest is the Rabbanon. Maritat spells it out. How do you see the Maritat? He just, I don't know if he quotes. Can't tell. All right, that's what it sounds like. So if that's the case, L'chaira, the Maritat has to argue in that shock also. Sure. He said, Yom Shmur, which is the Rabbanon, presumably, you also put on tefillin. The Emes says, I don't see how the Chochmah Sadeh can pass like the Maritat at all. The whole base of the Maritat is, the way we understand it now, that it's based on two assumptions. A, that Yom Yitzhak Kfur is Doraisa. B, that the whole Yitzhak Kfur is not tefillin by Yom Doraisa. So the second assumption is an argument. Well, yes or no. But the first, the Ramah rejects totally. They're already passing, and we know, behold, there's no Avelis to rise a cloud. But there's no Avelis to rise a cloud. What's the difference in Yom Rishon if it's Yom Misa Kvur and Yom Rishon Nayom Misa Kvur? Maishkach HaPilet Loin. If that's the rationale for the Maritat, the Torah is correct, how can the Chacham go on a passing away? The Ramah himself says that we hold there's no Avelis to rise a period. That's all. That's the question of the other sheepers. Maybe. I don't know. Chacham doesn't explain why. Tell her about it. I'm sorry. What's the difference between Yom Misa Kvur or Stam Yom Kvur? What's the difference? So the Maritat presumably would say Yom Misa Kvur is the rice, and Yom Kvur is not the rice. And the only reason he came out of the is Yom Misa is the rice. That's the partial chat of Maritat. But then the question is, the Ramos is not available to rice. Either there is Misa Kvur, not available to rice. And how can you distinguish between Yom Misa Kvur and Stam Yom Kvur? They're both not the rice. The Maish Nahomiha? Yes, sir.
Really
holds it for Sonam because I mean for that was still in the field still in the style, right? And,
I mean
beginning when you
start
the field, it was only that there's a touch on the
on that
day.
So you have
Guru
already
still
that.
It's
not
going to
come out
tomorrow.
Well.
But it's
not
the
fact that
you
Yes, sir. Well, not as far as counting Shiva is concerned. So, you told the counting the 70 of the Vedas, that doesn't count. Sure doesn't count. Kit is Shreya, I don't know. Now, the Mechaba quotes there, the Mishnah Berurah didn't reject the Maritat. Minhag Yisrael is not like the Maritat. Huh? He has a German background, so he won't ask me a shout. That's his Rav. Rav will tell him, I can argue. The Mechada talks also to the Ramban. You have a question? Yeah. The Minhag Yisrael, whatever I saw, was they don't post on the first day, period. Against the Maritat, even if it's not Yom Yisrael group.
No.
Yom Yisrael, I don't put on the first day, I need it. Even if the Yom Kippur is not Yom HaMisa, you still don't put on tefillin that day. Person passed away on a Thursday, but by Friday, you don't put on tefillin Friday. That's the minig. Yom HaMisa, you just wouldn't be shy. What's that? It's a question. It's possible to talk about that. I'm sorry?
Yes, sir.
That's correct. I don't know what I don't know. It's a big discussion. What should it then be in a case in which the person is an aninus, Gabriel mentioned it as limbo. He's not aninus, not avelus. There's a possibility about getting like a telegram or something. But it's true like the post, he's not an aninus, not avelus. He's in prison. Oh, some other kind of clue of the prison. He's not an aninus, he's not an avelus, he's in between. So the post will say, you serve of aninus, don't apply. Some avelus don't apply. What about tefillin? So many post will say, you still don't put on tefillin. It's a different din. Other than a regular din of Shiva Samaravel. So new din of Yom Mar. So that's many posts for Yom Post. What's the machloik of it? You guys, Shachan has this preparation discussion about this?
Yes.
What does he say?
I understand
that
you never
done
it on the very first day.
Yom Mar, the first day, the poor. Is it the Marikat?
Yom
Mar
is the first day. And after Yom Mar is the first day.
What do you mean Yom HaKippur if you're not an Olin before the Kippur? If someone passed away on Thursday, Friday morning, you're in prison, you're not an Olin. Friday morning before the Kippur, you put on film. That makes sense. Could be. Okay, now the Ramban is an interesting lesson. Ramban, but I'll call part of the shur, Bishat HaHetzpid, you shouldn't put on film. Bishat HaHetzpid of Pi. Why? The Asur L'Asiyach Das. So, the Russian brachas in Paragimel Simon Chavkes seems to say no. Hesachadat only means schot v'kalas rosh. But not if he's doing malacha or mistamne, that's not called Hesachadat. So the chorz of machlokas v'chorz in the shach and the Ramban, no, punch of shach. It's considered Hesachadat when he's not thinking about bad thoughts or kalas rosh or schot, he's thinking about other things, either be zichi, be it Hesped, be it Malacha. He's not thinking about the Tzvil. He's not thinking about the Skolkal Sochid. That's exactly what Hesedas are not. The Ramban can say it is, and the Russians say it's not. That's the Shagas Ayah assumption. Similar to test. So the Shagas Ayah cops the Tzur and the Tzir. The Tzur quoted the Ramban and he quoted the Rush. But the Shagas Ayah is a Tzir in the Tzur. It's thinking about, if a person can't think about the Tzvil, he's thinking about something else, not Kalas Rosh, not levity, not jokes. Something else, is that considered a problem as far as Tzvil is concerned? The Ramban says yes, the Rosh says no, the Tzur quotes both. Bingo. That's the Shagas Ayah's kasha. From the Sefer all a Yisocha, Simon Yudal, the nice parents. He says that the Tzur agrees that a person is supposed to have his mind on the Tzur. That's why I have to do the Mashmash Mu Kol Shor, we don't have to hold this, you know, feeling the Tzur. He says, however, if a person does not have his mind on the Tzur, as long as there's no levity, there's no Kalas Rosh, there's no Isur of Hesed Hadas. There's no Isur, it's not a prohibition. It comes out like this, Rabotai. That the Ramban's Lashon is, the B'shas, B'chi V'hesped, Eino Meinia. What do you mean, Eino Meinia? You're not trying to put him on. You're potter, because it's impossible for you to concentrate on the tefillin. Therefore, you're potter. But if you put them on, even before, there'd be no Isur of Hesed Hadas. So we now understand the Torah Shita. He holds that there's no Isur, but there's also no Chir. It's in between. Yes, Ari? Not because of Yotze. He's Dovayah and Isur. The person's thinking about... It's a different question. No, I didn't say it. That's why I didn't want to give it to your question. He's a different question. He's discussing whether if he puts on tefillin, is he chayav or is he puffed? So we're saying he's puffed. But if he puts it on, presumably, I would say he probably does have a bit. Not thinking any bad for him. He's thinking about the chveis, his star, his hesped. Well, yes and no. It's not considered an insert of hesed chadash. That's on the kalatrosh. There's another level of hesed chadash. And you're thinking about other things which are not kalatrosh, which possibly is in tefillin, but doesn't act in tefillin. That's a very nice parrot to give to this answer to Shagas Ayah's kasha. You can't think about the tefillin directly, but if you put them on, it'll be an instant. There's no total kalatrosh. I don't know. He hasn't discussed any of the kind of mitzvah. I would say you probably are the kind of mitzvah. Why are you potter? Because since you're not doing it in the proper fashion, so they potter you. That's what I would say. I would say, if you're not in the kind of mitzvah, they should have made an issue than I would say. Yes, Shai.
Is he still not close to the Russian Rabbi?
He's saying no. He wants to find it. Maybe he's not close. Oh. And he quotes this from the Rav Mordechai Benet on his parish in the Mordechai in Halakha Tanis. It's come out the parish, it says it. And with this, he answers another kind of the Shagas Ayah. The Torah quotes the Rambam Sheet in Perth. In the Tzur Perzal, after you give them, the Mitzar is Potem and Atzvillin, which is Hesach Adach. So, the Shagas Ayah has a Kasha, it's a Hastira. Another Hastira in the Tzur. How do you call the Rambam? It's again, it's the same kind of a Terek. Although the Rambam is interesting deep in the Lashon. The Rambam wrote that Mitzar is Potem and Hesach Adach, the Osul and the Atzvillin. The Rambam wrote. But the Tzur left out the word Osul. Fascinating. The Torah Yom Mitzvah Potem and Atzvil. He didn't write the word also. But he holds like the Ramban of the Ptur, but it wouldn't be an Issa. If you look in the Sefer, there's a very nice chat to defend. She did a tour from the two kashas of the Shagas Ayah. There's something many Bar Mitzvahs have said about this. I mean, I know I've heard. Perhaps there's also quoted, every Bar Mitzvah was quoted in the Shagas Ayah. No? I read recently, they had a Pesetelet by Akhir Shagas Ayah. I think they put out for this somewhere. They quoted it from Shneer Kutler or something like that, somebody. That the Torah of Shneer, that's one of his grandchildren or something like that. Was it? What? Or bro, there was. That's the story wrong. One of his grandchildren was going to stay at the Rishon Lezion, was not going to be based in the Shagas Ayah. And he got very angry. Admitting his throw, he got to stay with the Shagas Ayah. I guess it depends where you're from. My two kids Neither said in a second, sorry. I guess it depends on tradition, the way it comes from, etc. Okay. Baruch Hashem has completed Sheet Gimel, now we begin the Sheet Dalet. We start with Shela Shalom. Shela Shalom is based on the Gemara on our 10th Vav and Al. The Gemara says, Yom Aleph of Avelis Yom Pantfilm, period. Second day, our Dominican Shulchan Aruch we put it on, period. The Malach Aruch you don't put on the Panach Hadashah. What I said is, someone's in Avelis, second day, should get it, go out of his leg 5 minutes earlier and put on the tefillin before people come in. What about before the sun rises? You haven't figured that one out yet. I have to look into the lotion of the post and see why the Dafka. To wait for that, not for the winter time, for the early minyan, what to do. Okay. Shashela Shalom. So the Gemara says in that Tezvav Amin Aleph, Ovel Osir B'Shela Shalom. The Kamal Rachman Ali Yecheskel Hayonek Dom. What does it mean Hayonek Dom? So, Tosu says, Mash Mashtika M'Shela Shalom M'Shela Shalom. We'll be telling the Torah, Nami Mashmah B'Savach Me'onek Dom. Yeah. And if it's a hard, the higher Yecheskel, Noah, Gavetel, Me'onek Dom, with the Kol Shadvar, the higher also, yeah, Shere Torah Harris, with Tzad Tzvar, Mishu Ovel, Beloya Noah, Zine Ovel, Ela Lemoshe. A little bit modern. How do you know which is which? This one is this way, this one is that way. It's a little bit schwer. A little bit shvet. So an interesting rap, no? The third wide line. The rap says, Avel also b'shela shalom l'chsiv v'yecheskel he'onek dom el adaber l'chlal l'kuli al ma'asiri. I'm not sure what the peyush amiluli is. We thought dom means be quiet. What does the word Hayonek mean? What does Hayonek mean? What? What? Groan. So, what does Dom mean? Dom, we thought Dom means, Dom is stop. So, I look in the rock. Hello, Daber. I didn't know, how did I know this rock? How I know the rock finished Kambuki? I was passing by the trailer there, I called it over a rock. I almost flipped. We're saying, oh, this is the key issue at night. I passed by. We called it a rock, and we had to say to the pastor, what rock? I looked it up just now, eh? Hey, on a dome, El Adaber, Mechalik Lama Yassir. I wonder what that promise said about this. But I don't even notice it, because I looked at all that we showed them and everything, they all say to the pastor. It's a little bit shred. The rock is shred in the words of the Pesukim and the Gemara, but fits in with the pattern that the so the an exception. Okay. Let's get down to some of the details, though. It's also to get the impression that Talmud Torah and Shel Shalom was one is one issue. They're both derived from the same thing, Tosa says. Derived from Yonah Gom. It's basically the same issue. In contrast, for example, the next Tosa, Shiusif Sosa Medubokos, talks about Mitzorah. Le'el Darshin and Sheminei Atifas Arosh. B'Shem Atarvayu Mashma. Inami b'chsiv sofam, b'lo b'chsiv sofam. As Tosin says, it can't have two things in one pasuk. It has to be a different pasuk, right? A different pasuk, or some special reason that there are two from one. As it really can't have two things in the same pasuk. But yet in the previous Tosin, they say b'sheket, just walk past right by. Yeah, there are two things in the same verb, in the same pasuk. How can that be? So take a look, Rabbi Osai. You got another all of these sofas. This is day today. Simon Zion. He quotes the Rambam. Rambam says that Ovel also b'talmud Torah. He doesn't say the heter of Dvarim Aroyim, which is found in the Masechta Kindness of Lamed as far as Tisha B'Av is concerned. We looked at the Gemara, but Tisha B'Av it says that it's derived from, how do you know he's talmud Torah? From the Kudei Hashem Mishorim, Misam Chele. So the Shach and Simon Shin Pei Dalet, Sivkot Nalet, both the Pesuk of the Kudei Hashem Mishorim, Misam Chele, in order to author but Ovel the Talmud Torah. So to they ployim. That's what the Gemara quotes Hayonek Dom. Not to Kudei Hashem Mishorim Asam Chaleim. How can the Shach quote a pasuk which is against the Gemara? That pasuk by Tisha B'Av.
So the all the Yisach asked all this kash of the Meiri. The Meiri said that by Ovel it's totally in Shtika, and by Tishbav it's totally in Tzar, and therefore he passes the halacha that an Ovel is also a little more even Dvarim Aroyim. Unbelievable chumrah. The Meiri said an Ovel may not even learn the Dvarim Aroyim. He can't learn the story of the Churban, Eov. Can't know these things. This would seem to be the sheet of the Rambam, who doesn't make a distinction as far as Ovel as he does as far as Tisha B'Av is concerned. And indeed, it's a follow from Tosis. What do we see in Tosis? That the Easter of Shel Shalom and Tam HaTorah is one and the same. It's derived from both. Keep quiet, that's all. Now, community is saying good things, bad things, happy, not happy. Just be quiet. Finished. However, Tosis is not followed from an Aleph. Dibra Maskel also, Tosis disagrees. Tosis says that he's mutter at Varmaroy. And Aonek Dom only tells you to be quiet from the Dovra Mesamcha. As it says in Tainis, Mesamchelet. And the Machava passes like Tosis from Chavalet, then Ovel may learn Varmaroy. We now understand the Shach. The Shach went out of his way to quote the wrong Tosis. He was out to quote the Tosis of Tikkuni Hashem Mesham Mesamchelet, because the Machava says 3 seconds later, that Ovel is mutter with Dvarim Aroyim. And if you call the Pasuk of Hayat HaDom as being the exclusive source, then the Chorosh Shelech Meiri, and that tells us here, that it should be also with Dvarim Aroyim. But the Maestro of Mechav Pasuk is mutter with Dvarim Aroyim. So the Shach had to call the Pasuk, the Kudai Hashem 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 HaKelech, that the Mechav also tells us that Chof Aleph, that Dom means only Dom from things which are Mechav HaKelech. Gewaldik. Gewaldik. Yeah, according to Tosfos over here, an Ovel has to be quiet, period. And Tisha B'Av is an Indian Simcha, but not Kamil would be, but Varma Roy. Because he holds an Easter, didn't have to be in Shtika. So, if you don't say Divrei Torah, don't say Shel Hashem. It's all part of the same Easter. That's 270 Surah. It's one and the same. Other Tosfos, no. The Easter of Torah is based on the Samchelei. Dol mi dol ram sam khle sam khle shel sham is different is how be two different is sir so yeah was it chat I don't know so with boy at the kavalga kash let the other have a tiny dibur if you have to go be quiet the devil should be open his mouth for a week. No, that's the reverse cash. Let's say Allah has to be totally quiet, shouldn't say one word for a whole week. Pretty tough. Give a try for Tana Zibur. And once when there was a guy in the Shiva who said to do Tana Zibur and Yom Kippur. He wouldn't talk Yom Kippur, period. I mean, davening, learn. He wouldn't say one word of non-davening and non-learning on Yom Kippur. And he always said that was much harder than fasting the Tana Tachil. A month, Tana Ziva? Elul. Hawaii, Feinberg. Elul. How do you do it? Pillay floor, man. Kids to the Ritvayan. Unbelievable. I don't know how they do it. I'm the man of godly. You give me a mouth shut for an hour? I don't know. It's tough. It's not easy. But there is more ads, so the Ovel should have a tiny deeper. It's a Yonek Dome. Dome means be quiet, don't say anything. That's his cash. So it's only Shel Shalom and Tam HaTorah. Why? He quotes Psukim. It says, for Ovda, just look at the Geshur HaChaim, elaborates on what the Ritvo said. He said, what the Pasuk go? Of the Chochmas Chachomo, that's Torah. The Pasuk quote. Another Pasuk that's in Yeshai. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Ki Asafti as Shlomi Me Ha'amahu. So these Pasukim have to do with the Ionic Dome, and therefore, it is that Torah is called Shalom, and Torah is called
Sorry? Equated, and it's therefore, whatever it is, it comes out. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam says, Ibishela Shalom Netar, Kalvachomer Shu Osur Laharbos Dvorim Vilitzchok, Shenemar Dom. So wait a minute. Plus, you try to get the impression from the Rambam, it's like a Kalvachomer. Shela Shalom Kalmato, which is a mitzvah. So you might have thought it's mutter. So the Gemara says, no, even that. Kalvachomer, the Harbos Dvorim Stam. That's the impression you get from the Rambam. Unbelievable. You can't ask everything. The Megatine of would be with Zerah She'iyah Shalavah. So then they said also the Harbos Bidvorah. And Tzchok was also even a little bit. The oil is not Nizirah. It's a problem. It comes up to base of Allah Mol. It comes to base of Allah. Meret. Talking and talking about everything under the sun. That this, the that, the other thing. There's not much matter with Varm, and even the other that's involved, the matter with Varm, everything under the sun. Not a yellow of Amunah or a yellow of Kora Mace. About it, but the matter with Varm, about the Nifta was a God, only did this mice, and this mice, and the Nifta, this mice, and this chesed. That's a matter of the sun, who's shul president, who's the pervasive sport, who's the stocks, and, Kolech Alefi, what is it, Egyptian sin. That's not proper. That's Nicham Avalon. That's the oil and all. The oil and all, that's Nicham Avelam, they take his mind off it and gone. If we have an expression, Heschadas, also for Dovah. Well, it also, Abel also for Kibbutz, he wants it. Why? Heschadas, it shouldn't involve laundry. Take away from the thinking about Avel. We talk about the stocks and the sports and the other things. But, what? What does this do with base Abel? Let's go in there, so we talk about the Nifter, about Chias HaMesim, about the chveis, the meister chet, people did it very often. The person was sick, people did meister chet. You just talk about the matzah and the shvach of the meister chet that was done. What? Avada. That's the chenin of chizuk. That's not stam arav v'dvar, but kipuli nidi v'alma. But tzchok, the Rambam is asking a little bit. Jokes. I mean, stam. Amol, you say something. I have been in the base all the time. Talking Nebuch about Nebuch, the Torah they went through, and it comes out as a joke. You know, something like, even in the darkest moment, there was something they saw, something humorous happening. That's okay. They said, Schok, you mean Schok? Stop, Meret, that's like jokes. The guy gets up and starts cracking jokes. That's Mutra Motzei Shabbos. But, in Mayim on the Torah, yeah. But the Navela, this kind of schok is if some of the one line is this is not a, this, not appropriate. Let's take Rambam. Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's the Rambam. We'll get to hold on a second. Come to that. But now, yes? What? Where are you when we're ready to start? Where were you when we're ready to start? Where were you when I was ready to start? Yeah. You didn't, 8:30 didn't point to your watch. Okay. So the Gemara says, Adaf Chafal from the days, at the Easter of Shela Shalom, was said all 7 days, Chafal from the days, but after 3 days, Mutal HaHashim. It's Mutal HaHashim. So, this means there's certain leniencies after 3 days, which we say apply. Adi Gemara of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph that even Avol Shavua Hasheni Eino Medaber came and talked the second week. Chavakom the first week, the whole first week. He quotes the Rashi and the Rif there, and the Shita who explained that means Eino Medaber the call of a rabbi, but it's nothing to do with our sugya. It's against the Vilna Gaon, it would seem. The Vilna Gaon in Siman Shin Pei Hei Sivkot Aleph, where the Rambam says you have to be quiet. He quotes the Gemara Chav Gimel. So very schwer, the Gemara Chav Gimel has nothing to do with our Gemara. We'll stop here.
Interesting, the Gemara in Achot Alfman Beis, the Gemara was quoted by the Ramah. The Gemara talked to Rabbi Akiva, who had a tragedy, and he said to the people, the Chul the Beis on the Shalom. The Gemara asked, how is it possible? I said to the Gemara that you're not allowed to give Shalom. So, the Gemara says, Kvod HaRav Nishayna. Quarter of shining. Here we go again. We're back to the same Shaila. If it's an Indian of Avelis Doraisa, so what kind of quarter of shining? Quarter of the Chod, it's like quarter of Brias, quarter of it. The Ramal of the Shaila Shalom is a Din Doraisa. So how can you say that quarter of shining? Yeah. So look over. Ramban would get out by saying the same trick. It's not Izunim. Although it's Nisa Daraisa, but this is not one of them. But the Rabbis prefer it. These are the things which are Daraisa, including Shel Shalom. So how do you explain this? So the Chor have to do the following in. Hey, the Rambam could possibly learn, not so clear, but maybe you can get out by saying, what's the story here? Maisa, Maisa, Banach, Rabbi Akiva, what was the original kasha to begin with? The kasha was based on the assumption it was Yom Rishon. Where did I get that from? Maybe it's talking about Yom Sheni, Shlishi, Shvi. Well, it says, Nichnasu kol Yisrael v'spidan hespet godol, b'shas p'tiros. The word b'shas p'tiros is exactly what gave me the indication that it's talking about the Yom Rishon. What's the matter? No? Lav Davka? It'll be a week later. No? Could be Achaz Zion even. Well, anyway, what? B'shas Tiros. Oh, so B'shas Tiros, what does that mean? When? After the Hesped. So the Hesped took place a month later. Shlosha. Ah. Okay, that's what the simplest answer of all, I guess. The answer might be that. All right. What is it? Ma'isu banav shabi akiva nitzu kol yisrael v'ispidam esped godol. When? Doesn't say when. Half through the way. Well, hold on, slow. Half through in the first 3 days, no? Allah is no right. How does the Gemara know in the first 3 days? How does the Gemara know in the first 3 days? In the Beit HaKvarot. Oh, we're looking it up. Perek Ches and some other. It happened in the Beit HaKvarot. I'm just, you have to tell me the story. I'm very important to know how to read me exactly the Lashon. In some Perek Ches. The man will get a mic, but I want to give a possible Perek. Again, it's talking about the Chorot in the Beit HaKvarot. Oh, I guess you could say it's not Yom Yisra Kvura. Oh. You could say it's not Yom Yisra Kvura, so it's not the right. No? Before I ask the kasha, maybe there's no kasha to begin with. No, what's the lashon there? No? What's that? It's 4 pages, Perek Ches? Oh, you're right. And I broke it down into halachas and separate smachas. Usually they break it down. Perek Ches, halacha this, this, smachas, this, one long perek. It's going to break down avelos, so they're going to go right through it. So, what does it say? Read it. That's the end. Now, a good question. You can't tell from the Lashon the way I heard it. Was it before the Kfur or after the Kfur? Likbar. So on the way to the Kfur. So after the Kfur, before the Kfur. What do you think? Before. Before the Kfur. Well, hold on a second. So let's go back to my kash. So can't be after the Yom Rishon, that's the Shona. It's clear to the Beit HaKvarot. That's what I thought. But then the question is before or after the Kvura. Can't tell. So lush is the mashma before, but the context of mashma after. Oh, but it could be any of it's a kvura. Could be, but okay, could be in a chana. Could be. Okay, doesn't matter. But we still have to say meisner, no? I mean, presumably. But the question would be, what would happen? Is before the maybe it's before the kvura? But I was thinking of a terrace. Because I mean, with Shimi's diuk, before the kvura, the Rambam said that he's threw a on the fly before the kvura. What? Why are they leaving? They don't all stay for the kura. I mean, if we ever go to a levaya, 90% of people go home, and 10% go to the Beis Olam.
They all went.
So they had a, they didn't have a funeral chapel in those days. They had up a levaya, like they have in Israel today, many places. They spade them a given from the little house they have there by the Beis Kor. And then some people go to the actual kura, some don't. Kashif a ma'aseh, they say. What? The kura. That's what it says. However, isurim which have certain special relations to the first 3 days, it's not. I mean, it's related to Shiva, of course, but it's a special chumrah here, as far as the first 3 days. It's not allowed. So, it says, Shloshi, Amri Shalom, Asa B'Shelo Shalom, Tanya, etc. before the Kvura. Maybe even according to the Rambam. And therefore he did a special heter before the Rav Mishnah. No, I don't know, maybe. No. I'm sorry. If it's it is before the Kvura, then we said the Rav Mishnah has a heter before the Rambam, because before the Kvura, the regular veil does not apply. It's a separate thing. That's going to be the Rabbana, presumably. And for that, for Rav would be master. Maybe. Possibility. Now, the Gemara quotes it in. Yeah? The Rambam doesn't quote what's in.
Unbelievable. What happened to Tisha B'Av? Then Tisha, you're not allowed to learn. What do people do? They read the papers. Even the Talmidei Chacham, the whole year long, they don't read the papers because it's Bittul Torah. Tisha, they read the papers in the last year. No. Like a whole year, all this sports philosophy.